Thank you. is brand new. It, I just wrote a little while ago. We've done it a couple of times. Because cool. Then I want to know, how many of y'all noticed that my fly was open while I was doing this? Why did you tell me? I know you're going to do this. Sorry. Last minute rush to get out on the stage, all the excitement, you know? And then there's that last thing you got to do, and then next thing you know, you're on stage.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That was the time we almost got famous. It was like, you know, one of those things where, you know, if it had just been a little bit different, you know, we'd be like on, you know, some like big TV show now, like introducing stars and stuff, you know. But it just didn't work out like that, you know. We can't keep any tune under around 20 minutes usually, so. That one time that we got in the 3 minute zone, it actually, you know, did this thing, but it probably didn't hurt that we had David Bowie singing it with us, you know. It turns out that that's probably the deal. For those of you that don't know that tune, which comes from about 10 years ago now, it was a song that we performed with David Bowie for this movie, The Falcon and the Snowman, that we wrote the score for, and we performed. They asked us to write a hit, you know, they wanted a hit single. And, you know, we were a game, we were, you know, like, okay. But, I mean, you know, again, this 3 minute thing is not really usual for us, you know, we're always stretching. But we came up with that tune, which actually did become quite a big hit in Europe. Here it was, you know, I can tell by your reaction, it was kind of a medium hit. But it was because, and it took a while to figure this out, but it's pretty obvious when you think about it. It's because in Europe it made sense. Here it really did. Now, because there, it's like, this is not America. And everybody was like, yeah, right, this is not America. But here, everybody would go, no, this is America. And it just didn't really catch on for that reason. But anyway, we had fun doing it with David. And we never really performed it live until this tour, and I realized I got these two fantastic singers standing back there. It'd be fun to try, so we've been doing it on this tour. Before that, the one that featured Lyle on that beautiful piano solo is a tune that, once again, we've never recorded. It's not really from the group's songbook, really. It's something that I wrote for a young musician who I toured with a bunch last year and the year before that, and played on this record, Joshua Redman, who's a great young saxophone player. And he asked me to write some music for one of his albums, and that was one of the tunes I wrote for the record that I played on called Wish with him. And it's called We Had a Sister, and I was always curious how it would be to do with the group, especially with Lyle playing on it. So that was We Had a Sister. Then before that, the one that featured Luis Dillon back there on the percussion was one called Third Wind. Then we did Are You Going With Me before that, and Last Train Home before that. Before that, we did that new tune that I told you we were going to do, the brand new one. And then we did one of Lyle's compositions from the new record called Episode in Blue, which is actually written in French, but you'd have to look at it on the album because I can't say that. It looks really cool on the record, though. Then I thought we'd do one tune tonight from the Secret Story album, even though it's not official. Thank you. thanks for coming out and being a great audience for the folks and the friends. And before we go, one more time, thank you to each one of these great musicians out there. Once again, on the drums, Paul Orko. Thank you.